The 2006 University of Southern California football team wound up the season at 11-2, including a win over Michigan in the Rose Bowl. Pete Carroll's team excelled that year in spite of having lost many starters from the year before, including two Heisman Trophy winners. Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime online or learn more at WWIB.com. A whole bunch of players from that 06 squad wound up eventually playing in the National Football League. Ben Malcolmson was not one of those, but his story may be the most compelling. Ben was a walk-on for USC that year with almost no football experience. And his connection to head coach Pete Carroll continues to this day. Ben is Pete's personal assistant with the Seattle Seahawks. Ben Malcolmson, author of Walk-On, back with me on the show today. So you were on the same team with players like Clay Matthews, now with the Packers, and Mark Sanchez and John David Booty. What was it like being on the practice field with those kind of guys?
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, that team, I think, had 54 guys that ended up playing in the NFL. So it was an entire NFL roster worth of guys on that football team there at USC at the time. And number one team in the country, they were just 2 months removed from losing to Texas in the national championship game. And there they were loaded, locked and loaded to be the number one team the following year. And I walk on to the team. So it was just crazy. And I'm out there going against guys that are way bigger than me. I mean, the next smallest guy on the team was one of our kickers. So I definitely did not belong to be suited up in helmet and pads. I didn't look the part by any means. As a wide receiver, just skinny arms and skinny legs. But there I was out there practicing. And I was on the scout team. Obviously, I was not going to get to play in a game. So I was on the scout team during practice and just took a lot of hits and took a beating practice after practice that fall. And it was really fun. And looking back, I mean, going through it was not very fun, waking up all sore and black and blue from all the hits. But it was really fun to be a part of something that was so special and just so revered. And obviously the Cardinal and Gold of USC is just one of those premier college football teams. So it was an incredible experience. And through all that, a bunch of students started a campaign called Get Ben In. They wanted to see Ben get in the game because I represented the normal student. I represented just one of the average Joe students. And so they started this campaign, and they were chanting in the student section during home games and wearing T-shirts and put up signs all around campus that said Get Ben In. And it was an incredible experience because it became something bigger than me, and it was just so special to be a part of. And there we were, the last home game of the year. I hadn't gotten in the game yet. We're playing against Notre Dame, and we get up 20 points with 2 minutes left in the game, and the coaches put me in the game for the last play of the game going against the Golden Helmets of Notre Dame. So it was pretty crazy how it all played out from there.
Wow. Yeah, the Get Ben In deal, I guess, was started by one of your friends, but it really grew legs of its own. In fact, was brought up even at Pete Carroll's news conferences. How did the coaches respond to that kind of pressure?
A lot of the coaches thought I was doing the campaign myself, and I was like, no, I would never do that. I'm not going to draw attention to myself because I was the lowest guy on the depth chart. So they were razzing me for that, and just wondering what the heck's going on here. Who would have done this? And it kind of got a groundswell, and it was kind of a grassroots effort to see this come to fruition.
Wow. Yeah, and here's a kid, Ben Malcolmson, that had not played football since he was a peewee. What was it, fifth grade? You eventually, as you mentioned, did get into a game, not just one, but two, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I got in, and the clock was running when they put me in, so the clock was ticking down. We just couldn't get the playoff in time, and it was a bummer because all of my teammates started to kind of get behind the campaign too, and they were just so excited to see me get in the game. And there I was running out of time there. But thankfully, a couple weeks later, we're playing Notre Dame. We get up enough points for the coaches to put me in, and got my one play.
Yeah, that was the high moment. The low moment was when you were injured in practice and had to have your shoulder surgically repaired after suffering an agonizing injury And most of us at that point, Ben, you know, would have admitted that we're over our head here. We shouldn't be here on this practice field with these big, hulking USC players. You came back. Why did you stay with it?
Yeah, well, it's really cool. I mean, Coach Carroll does an incredible job of creating a family environment on a football team. And so a walk-on is treated just like every other player. I mean, Clay Matthews was a walk-on once himself and started his college career as a walk-on for the first several years. And then he obviously blossomed into an incredible athlete and an incredible football player and became a first-round draft pick for the Packers there. So, I mean, just the walk-ons are treated the same as every other player, and that allows them to really flourish. Someone like Clay Matthews, and there's several other success stories. And they're treated just like another guy, so they're not hazed, they're not treated poorly, but they do have to go through the hard times just like every other football player. And obviously, a lot of walk-ons are smaller and get beat up just as much. So it was a crazy experience for sure.
Yeah. Well, God used this experience as a walk-on at USC to speak into your life, to move you to a deeper points with him, deeper relationship with Christ. And I think we'll talk about that next time with Ben Malcolmson, the personal assistant for Pete Carroll up at Seattle with the Seahawks and the author of his story called Walk On. Thank you, Ben. We'll talk soon. God bless.
Thank you so much, Greg. Bless you.